up ice. Here he comes. Here he comes. Mario Lemieux. Hang on. He scores. You're going to love it.
Lost it. Yzerman picks it up. Yzerman moving. Blue line chance. Score! Steve Yzerman.
Oh, my God. Jeez, oh, Pete. We can just keep playing those clips all day. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS. Streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Great stuff from Dave Curtis, our last segment, talking about college football, talking about Michigan, what we can expect from the spring game. We're also hoping to get in touch with Angelique Jengelis from the Detroit News at 10:30. She's covering an alumni game right now, so she said she's going to do her best to get on the show. It's not guaranteed, but she told us she's going to do her best to get on the show.
I told her she needs to stop her interview with Tim Biakabatuka and talk to us instead.
Well, he's probably going to get injured pretty soon anyway, so he'll need some medical attention at some point, so she can pull away while the trainers are working on Biakabatuka or something on those lines. But I want to talk a little bit about something that Scott just said during the Dave Curtis break, that it just showed, even though Scott tries to be as transparent as possible when talking about Michigan State, but a comment he made during his questionnaire with Dave Curtis just shows me that he is just like every other Spartan out there, which is, with Nebraska in the hunt, it was something along these lines, with Nebraska now there, how does that affect Michigan State's Big Ten championship opportunities? Dude, you're not winning the Big Ten this year. I look at your schedule, you guys are going 7-5 this year.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Sadly.
You're going to lose to Notre Dame, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Iowa. 5. You're going to go 7-5. And there's a chance you lose to Michigan, but I doubt it. I think Michigan's still in a rebooting phase. I don't think they're going to be fantastic this year. You're going to go 7-5, dude. You're not winning the Big Ten championship.
You know how pessimistic I am towards MSU.
Well, a lot of Spartans are, but also you go 11-2 last year. You win a share of the Big Ten championship, well-deserved, even though you won one game all last year.
Yes.
That was really a difficult game.
Banner's still the same. The banner is still the same.
I'm not denying that. I'm not denying that you won a Big Ten championship last year. What I am saying is you still can't tackle. You still can't cover high-class receivers. And although...
Still can't block.
Although Cousins will be healthy this year and won't be throwing off of a bum shoulder and a bum ankle, your offense will be proficient. I'm telling you, your defense is going to be pretty sad. And although you're going to beat everybody you should beat, I don't know that you're going to beat anybody that you're not expected to beat this year.
So it will be a normal Michigan State season.
Normal Michigan State season. Normal Michigan State season.
Can we talk? We haven't talked. We discussed this early this morning.
Yeah.
You said we're losing a lot on defense. You know how much we hate mock drafts? One of the guys supposedly losing, who I don't care. I'm watching, and Dave Curtis, I read his stuff all the time in Sporting News Today. I'm a subscriber. I get the magazine. I get all that. But Russ Land is one of their recruiting
Idiots.
Guys.
I mean, yes. Recruiting guys.
Yes, there you go. That's it works. And he focuses on college football players and scouting more.
Okay.
So he has a mock draft up. I believe it was Monday or Tuesday. There was a Michigan State defensive player listed in the second round. So naturally, when I look, I think, oh, he's got Greg Jones going in the second round. It was not Greg Jones. It was not Eric Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
The options are pretty limited. It wasn't Jesse Johnson.
No.
It was one Chris L. Rucker.
And this is the funniest part. Tell me where he was going. This is what, and I'll tell you why I think this is hilarious
the
in a second.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, the Philadelphia Eagles are one of the top three drafting teams in the entire NFL. The Philadelphia Eagles don't make mistakes when drafting. They, more than anybody, especially in their defensive backfield, know how to draft guys that replace their current Pro Bowlers. Give you an example. For a while, they had Troy Vincent and they had Bobby Taylor, both Pro Bowl cornerbacks. Well, about 3 years before Troy Vincent and Bobby Taylor got over the hill, they drafted Lito Shepard and Sheldon Brown. And everybody said, why are they drafting corners? They've got two Pro Bowl corners. Well, sure enough, 2-3 years later, Bobby Taylor goes to the Seahawks because he's over the hill. Troy Vincent goes to the Bills because he's over the hill. They replaced them with these two guys that never had any experience in Sheldon Brown and Lito Shepard. What happens? They become Pro Bowlers. Well, now they were getting too old. So they went out and they signed Asante Samuel to replace Lito Shepard, who had gotten too old, and so on and so forth. The Philadelphia Eagles are very smart in their scouting. They're very smart in the players that they pick up. They are not drafting Chris L. Rucker in the second round. And I'm not trying to knock on Chris L. Rucker, but Chris L. Rucker is not a second round cornerback. Chris L. Rucker tried to D up against Julio Jones, and it was like he wasn't even there. Okay, so if you are playing NFL caliber wide receivers and you can't even run with them, you're not going to get drafted in the second round. Not to mention, now that he's got all this drunk driving stuff in his record and things of that nature, that stuff comes with you. And the Eagles don't take chances on things like that either. So to have him in the second round is ridiculous. To have him going to a franchise that is responsible with their drafting as the Philadelphia Eagles are is even more ridiculous.
That's what I don't understand, because Rucker didn't do anything at the combine. I was at the pro day. It's not like he put up explosive numbers. He didn't look great running the corner drills. And yeah, he was the quote-unquote shutdown corner for Michigan State, meaning he was the top corner
Michigan State hasn't had a shutdown corner in years.
Yeah, I mean, it's a joke. And you can just turn on a game and watch him. He doesn't really make good breaks on the ball. He's not fast enough. He doesn't have the foot speed or the hip speed to turn and stay with receivers. I don't see him. Seeing that name made me laugh.
And going to that point, they lose him as their best cornerback last year at Michigan State. So people who are sitting there and saying, oh, Michigan State, going to repeat Big Ten championship. If you're losing guys like Chris L. Rucker, and that was an important loss, you're not good enough to win another Big Ten championship. Hate to break it to you.
Stop raining on my parade.
I'm sorry,
Dave.
I'm just trying to bring everybody back down to earth.
Then now you're going to say we lost Greg Jones and Eric Gordon too.
You're going 7-5 next year, and it'll be a good 7-5. Hopefully, Angelique Chengelis, Detroit News, will be with us. If not, we'll still be talking Michigan football next. It's weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.